Rosalita's Cantina, Cinco de Mayo Street Festival. Need I say more? Starting the festivities on Thursday, May 5th, with a live mariachi band, Rosalita's is doing it up right. Backed by popular demand is the Mechanical Bull. Join them Thursday, May 5th, all day into the night, right on the street. There will be a variety of live entertainment, food, drinks, and fun for the whole family. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, or check them out at rosalitascantina.com. We'll see you at 1235 Washington Avenue for the celebration of the year.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:05 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com, live. From the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, and Doug, sitting to your left today, filling in for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, mm-hmm. is not Charlie Marlowe.
I noticed that.
It is not Jennings Randolph Jr. It is not producer Joe. It is Katie Kay.
I saw her sitting over there. Hello, Katie Kay.
Good morning, gentlemen.
And Katie, we had never met. And, Doug, you had never met her.
No.
And you thought she was here as a burglar.
I thought so. Probably stealing something. Picking up some rogue microphones or something. I don't know. We had never met. I don't know. I just saw her.
And you said you got here. You texted me at like 6:30. It's a rare day that I wasn't here by 6:30.
Yeah.
And you said you didn't know how to get into this place. And you said this place kind of like I'm better than that. That's how I took it. That's exactly how I took it.
I was just a little offended because I had no way to get into the bathroom, and I've had a very large coffee to be awake by this time in the morning. So,
for heaven's sakes.
Doug, what do you make of that?
Well, did you find something?
I did.
All right, then.
From the 314, T-Tiri-T, Doug, sucky me. Oh, I checked that, but I'm sorry, it's from the 573.
Almost suspension-worthy, Tim, but I'm going to let it go.
Wow, then
I'm going to try to be a little more
suggesting that
today.
You perform oral on him and you...
Okay, now you've been suspended.
How have I been suspended? I was explaining the text.
Okay, he's been suspended. What's the number there, Tim?
573.
573, you've been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Name is going into the Ragazzi suspension log. You all.
Katie, this is what goes on this show.
We're in 30 seconds in, and somebody's already been suspended. I'm going to leave here in tears today.
Yeah, well, but you never know. You never know what will happen. This text inbox, it's made Doug leave in tears.
Yeah, many, many times I've left here in tears. If not in tears, just shaking my head, wondering what the hell I've got myself into.
It is the Acorns Golf Link 7 o'clock hour here on the program, and we welcome our listeners, as always, to get involved by texting in at 314-880-0808, by calling in the Appliance Discounter phone lines, 314-880-0808, and by emailing in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Doug, today we're giving away a pair of tickets to St. Louis FC this Saturday. Pair of tickets to St. Louis FC this Saturday. The action Saturday night at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. St. Louis FC is the professional soccer team to see in St. Louis, or... Doug, if you're interested, they have a special beer and burger ticket four-pack available now for this game only at stlouisfc.com, S-A-I-N-T-LouisFC.com. St. Louis FC, all floor one. Like Fleur de Lis, you get it?
Sure.
Yep, there you go. And the writer's block is going to be there today. So how about that? So there you go. Text in, get involved in the radio program. So, Katie, for the in the Get Tinted STL Captain's Log, Brad May of Rogers Sportsnet, he's going to be with us on the Blues and Stars. And the Cat will be with us from Phoenix where the Cardinals won last night. Adam Wainwright, Finna Rake. Katie, so the listeners can get to know you. This is very important. How did you get involved with this radio station? My understanding is via Larry Nickel and Snapchat. That's all I know.
And you.
And me.
So I had been listening, I think, late December, early January, and TMA had been brought up so many different times, but I just thought it was weird. I actually ended up...
Who brought it up?
Many guys. I mean, a lot of guys that I dated.
So you've dated a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Word.
I mean, come on.
Like we're talking three or four, or a couple hundred.
I mean, Tinder.
What's the number?
I'll just say
Tinder.
Tinder.
Is that the move?
Yeah, that's the move.
Percentage
well, now
of times it's... when you go out on Tinder dates that you actually engage in coitus. What's the percentage?
Very, very, very rarely.
Really? So
because they all end 17%? Up usually being like fat and bald. So
you taking a shot?
Yeah. Huh. That was my first
Both
shot
of
the
us.
Day.
God, yeah.
That's good. Yeah, well, they don't look like the picture?
No, never. And that's the thing, is girls get the hard time for being, what is it, catfish all the time?
Yeah.
No, it's the guys. It's always the guys. Their pictures are from, like, college or high school or whatever, so it's just...
Taking a shot?
Yeah. No, there you go. Once again. Once again.
This is going to smart throughout the whole show. There's going to be a lot of self-realization.
That's the potential to really go sour.
I ended up at a Hot Shots one time, and I think it was some kind of TMA gathering about 2 years ago.
Well, you are from Frontenac.
Yeah. That's where we hang out for Frontenac, because we go to Hot Shots. And that was back in the day when people were smoking cigarettes in there. I didn't know what was going on. So I showed up, and I don't know if it was some kind of party for TMA or what was going on back then. And I got really weirded out, and I left. And it was with
so
a guy.
So we were there?
It was with some, I don't know if it was people from like TMA that were just hanging out there or something, but I was
so
like,
there
this
was an event that we weren't aware of that was in our name.
So I left, and then I think I had made some kind of – I always talk about St. Louis being a boys' club. And if you're not from St. Louis, you kind of feel like an outsider in St. Louis. And then a guy had said, that's funny. It reminds me of this weird little song from this show. And so that was mentioned again, was the boys' club theme.
Wonderful song, dug by
Ween. From the Ween brothers. Yeah, sure.
Gene and Dean Ween.
Absolutely.
Been brought up multiple times. So I was like, okay, finally I'll listen to it. So I started listening late December, early January. And then within 5 days, what was it, 3 days, I started following Larry. And then within five, he had started doing all the shout-outs on Snapchat. And
yeah, that was a magical era, wasn't it?
Monday, you picked it up and said I'd flashed him, and then we got
Well,
it
was reported to me. I had no idea if you had flashed him, but it was reported to me, and then Larry had to issue a statement. It was kind of like the Tiger Woods press conference, February 2010.
In many ways, it was.
Where he said, I want to make it clear, Katie K did not flash me on Snapchat.
He's a great guy.
Did you or did you not flash Larry Nickel on Snapchat?
Not yet.
Wow. Mm. Doug, wow.
She left the door open there.
Sounds like it. Yeah. I'm surprised Larry hasn't called in yet, actually. So the listeners at Hot Shots brought you to us. That's essentially what happened? Is that essentially what happened? Or are we just really popular on the streets of Frontenac?
It's just been lingering a lot, and finally I gave in.
There you go.
And I think I liked it. The first time I liked it, I thought I was really involved in something.
Doug, how about that? Isn't that wonderful?
It's my family.
Here's a young lady,
26.
Oh, God bless you for just firing right out of the gate. 26 years old.
Sure.
From old money in Frontenac.
Right.
And of course, at Hot Shots, she found us, and she feels like she's a part of it. Isn't that wonderful? That's a wonderful thing.
How did you make the move from the flashing incident to now being a regular on the air?
I think... Actually, Chris Denman and I matched on a dating
app.
That's
the Wolf of Wash App.
Yeah, we matched.
So you met
on
the
a
Wolf of Wash App on Tinder. You met Larry on Snapchat.
Yeah.
And you met the Plowboy on MySpace, I believe.
That's the real move, though. I mean, I didn't go to high school or college here. So, I mean, the way I know everybody is dating them. And then I steal all their friends.
Nice.
And then that's what you got to do nowadays.
So how did it go with the date with Denman?
We never went on a date. I matched with him. And then, of course, we ended up adding each other on some social media platforms. I was kind of talking to somebody from Columbia, and I can't talk to more than one guy like at once.
Was Justin in Columbia, I think?
Probably so. There's only one.
No, we won't say his name. But so I ended up following him on social media, but I told him, I was like, look, Chris, you seem like a great guy, but I'm really interested in this guy. I just wouldn't be fair to start anything, so let's just be buddies. So for like 2 years, we've been on social media accounts. So we kind of known each other, followed each other's Snapchats. Now I've had some very... odd things that I put on Snapchat, so I think Demon thought
like
he
what?
Knew me.
Yeah, give us an idea.
Just rants about stuff.
What are you complaining really? About? The blacks, I assume.
Yeah, that's normally what it is. When they take over Frontenac, they show up at my Starbucks.
Yeah,
it's,
that's what I figured. Yeah, now you hang out at the Starbucks.
The Silver Fox Starbucks.
Like that's what the Silver Foxes are. I don't know what this means.
And these are older gentlemen with some cash.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think Brio's.
And they fire on you and say they can help your career?
Yeah. Yeah, they told me that multiple
times.
That's what
they go. They walk up to her at Starbucks and say, I can help your career.
Maybe that's what I could do, too.
Yeah, so you're going to wait for a guy to tell you they can help your career?
Well, I would love for someone to help my career. If it's a Silver Fox, so be it.
Manchild 79 texting, and you know him, don't you?
Well, not really, no.
Katie K, fine. Hashtag holla, Manchild 79. Katie, do you know Manchild 79? He's very popular with our audience.
I feel like we've interacted a few times if we are live, but... You know,
you've never met
never
him.
Met him.
Never met
I've
him.
I've never been to, well, I guess I went to the watch party, but I've never really been to a TMA event. Because
now, what's the watch party?
The AFC, NFC championship
party. You were there, weren't you?
I think I was, yeah. Where was it? I forget where it was this
year. January, baby. Always the AFC.
Well, I know when it was. Is it? Yeah.
Wheelhouse
downtown. Yeah, I was there.
I was not there. I'm going to be in Las Vegas. AVNs.
Yeah, it was a
you ever
big
been
deal
to AVNs?
No, absolutely not.
You kind of say, like, I wouldn't go. That's what you're kind
of
saying to me.
I feel like I'd have to be a star of the show accepting the award.
Wow.
I wouldn't be attending.
Dog.
That's too lowbrow.
Are you saying you would...
Didn't I just say the other day that I'd rather be a stripper than do my 9 to 5
Yeah, that
job?
Was kind of a tweet out of nowhere, and then Jennings got really excited, I noticed. Have you met Jennings?
No, I have not met him yet.
He really likes you. Really likes
you. I found this out. He's got a lot of gumption. I'll give him that.
And he was expecting you to participate in Foot Fetish Friday 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's the Kenricks Meet Inside STL Golf Tournament in Normandy. And you sent me a text while we were having this discussion a few days ago on the air, and you said that is not accurate.
Not accurate. I will not be attending.
You will not be attending?
I can't
Much
get...
less hashtag FFF.
I'm taking time off today to do this. I can't just leave my job.
Mm.
Well, I guess...
And if you're going to go into stripping, you'll be up late night and to get up early.
I'm too tired to do that. What is it, 7 a.m. flight or...
You're really considering the stripping venture?
No, I'm not. Come on.
Oh, well, you said you'd rather do it than your job. That's an easy
transition.
There's
a lot of things. I felt like that was just me talking about how much I hate my job right now.
Oh. So. Why do you hate your job? Tell me about it. Let's work this out. Let's workshop it.
Just don't like being told what to do.
Doug hates it.
Yeah, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. That's it.
Someone's always telling you what to do. Well, you're just starting. You're young. You're just starting. Everybody's probably your boss.
No. I work in a global department.
Whoa. Well, pardon the hell out of me,
Come
sister.
On.
Whoa.
I got to tell a lot of people what to do, but if one person tells me what to do, it's a real issue.
You get to tell the other people at Monsanto what to do. Is that what you said?
I'm going to strangle you.
Right Was now. That what you said? You said that you tell other people.
Doug.
We've gotten 15 minutes in the show. You're already out of me, Vaughn. Really?
Sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, that is kind of the case. But right now, it's a really busy time of year, so we're just got our heads down, trying to be a good girl.
Yeah, that's what you do. Would you pull yourself up by the...
By the bootstraps.
Let's see. Text in 314-880-0808. 314-880-0808. You can call in 314-880-0808. I'm going to switch microphones because I feel like there is a snake hissing in my ears. A snake hissing.
Yeah, I got one,
too. So just so you guys know, I'm going to switch. But how does it sound back there to you, Plow Penguin?
I got the same hissing.
It's about neutral.
No,
same as yesterday.
I feel like it's worse than yesterday. Let me try this one. This is nice. The cord does not make its way over to me. All right, Doug, what do you do? How do you test a microphone?
You say, hello, London, mayday, mayday. Hello, London, mayday, mayday.
Plow, this does sound better, actually.
Yeah, it does.
God.
I still hear his. I hear whistle.
Mm.
What's that little staticky in the background? This is a different
it's hissing.
Sound here.
Yeah, I know. It's been Katie, you know what it's been? A whole thing.
Yeah.
And somehow I am attempting to maintain my calm between 7 and 10, and then I just go back to my office and I start throwing things.
I tried to podcast, I think it was last Monday or Tuesday, and I couldn't because it sounded so different.
Yeah, it's overmodulated. It's awful. It's a whole thing. Well, but all I can tell you is this. Hmm. There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, yikes.
Get there one day.
What sort of light, Tim?
Bright one?
All right.
Guys, is this a chick or a gay guy? I can't tell. Thanks, that's from the 314.
What kind of comment is that?
The listeners don't know her, so I'm trying to do a get-to-know-you session. So you went to Oregon State, is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. I went there for about 2 years.
With Stephen Jackson.
Yeah, Stephen Jackson.
But you're like 13 years younger than him, I think.
Yeah, I never met him.
Okay, so where else did you go? Are you Rock Chalk?
No, I wanted to go to Oregon State. My parents moved me halfway through my senior year in high school from Kansas City to Oregon to give me a new start.
Hmm.
They thought I was a bad kid. And they
Were you a bad kid?
Oh, I was an awful child.
Now, what was your deal? You liked the coke?
No. I dabbled a little bit with the pot.
Well, that's not
And right. So they said, you know, we're going to give you a real shot at life, so we're going to move you to the weed capital of the United States. That's how we're going to help you out here, Katie. So that happened, and that did not. That gave me a couple years off. I told him right after high school, I was like, look, I have the opportunity. You're going to pay for, you know, my college. And I watched my brother. He went off to college right after high school, and he did not do well. That was also the year that Halo was released.
Doug, so remember when Halo was released?
No, I don't.
A 0.5 GPA or something.
That's what you had, a
0.5? No, I think he did. It really was not great. But so I knew, being me, I was like, look, I'm a party animal. I'm going to go mess up my first year or whatever. So I just kind of took 2 years off. I did a double gap year, partied a lot.
They have a problem with a double gap year.
What's a double gap year?
Well, and a gap year in other countries is kind of like where you take a I don't know, what's it called, like a life journey.
Oh, Doug, I like a good life journey.
Yeah. So, I never had one of those.
I did that, and then I had a bunch of advanced placement credits that kind of landed me further ahead in college than most people because I'm extremely intelligent. So.
Huh. Advanced credits you had.
Yep. Good old AP Euro.
So you were already ready to graduate from Oregon State, even though you were in a gap year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
I was ahead of myself.
So you graduated from Oregon State.
Yeah, I did.
And then you moved to St. Louis. Why?
My family was all back here.
All right.
I had the opportunity. So in college, I dated a duck, and we were in a pretty serious relationship. And I had to think. I was like, okay, either I'm staying here, and I'm going to do social work in Oregon, and, like, pretty much marry this guy. This is where this is going. Or I'm going to say, peace out, and go move back to St. Louis. My family. So that's what I did. I dropped him.
Did you break his heart?
I mean, that wasn't the first time I did it. But, yeah, I think.
You broke his heart many times. That's your thing.
Oh, he was just, I don't know why I dated the guy. I mean, he was such a nice guy, but I just really drove him right into the ground, you know?
Why? How?
I need an animal tamer.
Doug?
Animal tamer.
Gap year halo animal tamer.
You like to be the one in charge during a relationship.
You're dumb.
I just do what I want to do.
Doug, you guys have a lot in common. You don't like to be told what to do, and you do what you want to do.
Well, I don't do what I want to do, but she does. She does. It's easier when you're 26 than, 36.
A lot of texts are 50s. Coming in asking questions for Katie. I guess we can take some of these. Katie, have you ever tribbed with another lady before? And
sakes.
Also, would you please do it with my wife? Thank you. That's from Sean Mahoney's Dead Eye.
Now, I've seen the hashtags about tribbing. Can I get an actual definition of what that is?
Doug, I don't think you can. I don't think you can.
Is that where you're rubbing your lady bits together?
Hold on a second.
I believe it's when you work for Channel 2, which is owned by the Tribune Company.
Well, I've never done that.
When you say
that.
You're tribbing, it means you work at Channel 2 or one of the other properties owned by the Tribune Company.
Pittsburgh Gazette, Post Gazette.
I think that's another tripping? One. And yet you thought it was what?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. So, Katie, are you single or what? That's from Sandy Crook. Doug, the listeners are starting to...
Doesn't take them long, does it? These are desperate souls.
Oh, I'm definitely single.
And you're on Tinder all the time? Is that your thing?
You know, I stopped dating back in December. I got done with it.
You just gave it up.
Yeah, it got overwhelming.
Do you have one of them Hitachi magic wands?
Yeah. Well, actually, I have
it's a curl your hair?
That's right.
It's called a G-spot wand.
Yeah. Doug?
There you go. It's blue.
No, I knew that. You don't need to tell me that.
Why would you know it?
Yeah, Larry.
What's up, guys? Oh, hello, Katie.
Hello, Nixie.
Morning, Larry.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Cool.
Was that it, Larry?
What?
Is that it?
Larry, fire your game. You and Katie are your old friends, and you went to the social house together on a lovely Sunday afternoon one time.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for calling, Larry.
Well, I mean...
What, Doug?
I thought maybe you had something to say. Some conversation you'd like to start. Nothing.
About what? About Katie?
Well, yeah, you called
us.
Yeah,
me and Katie did go to the social house on a lovely Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And we had a good time.
Oh, good. Okay.
Katie, can you confirm?
Yes, I was there.
And have you guys gotten together since?
We got together with Chrissy the Runner Girl. And her son,
Chrissy,
went on a walk.
Ago. She has a son? Huh.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
He's a cool kid. He's a ginge. You
Doug,
know that?
What is that? I don't know what
ginger.
What's going
on. He has red hair.
He's a gingy.
Do you like that?
No.
Okay.
I dated one, and they were crazy.
Well, it didn't have anything to do with the hair color.
Yeah, it did.
It didn't.
It's awkward. Doug has a red-headed son.
Two of them.
Yeah, I know. I already checked out to see if they're single. Some jeans,
oh,
though.
Yeah,
they're all single.
Probably refreshing to have a woman hit on you versus a man.
Might always be single.
This lesbo is cocky as all get up. That's from Speedo Bump. Katie, you are not a lesbian.
Not a lesbian.
Have you been with a woman? It's a yes. That is a yes. Larry, that's a yes.
My best friend in college is bisexual.
Clip that off.
I didn't know it until one morning I woke up and we were cuddling after an Ambien night and neither of us had bras on or anything. I was like, okay, this got weird.
Yeah, we did a morning after camping trip.
Yeah, that's happened to all of us, I think.
Isn't there a morning after float trip going on here soon?
Well, that's caller Adam. He's orchestrating it and wants Doug to go, and you said you're excited about
it. There's no way I'm going on a float trip.
You know all the listeners are going to want you to wear a Speedo if you go anyway.
Well, that's a given. I would, but I don't do the float trip thing. I'm not interested in running into serpents and walking in the current
river.
It's
too lowbrow for you, huh?
I have no interest in that whatsoever.
You don't want to drink beer and sit on a raft in the
sun. Not really, no.
He's got an anchor that night.
I don't.
Larry, would you go on the float trip?
I would. Katie would go.
Yeah. Wow. Listen to this. This is like Nelly spitting game here. Mm-hmm. This is a very impressive game you have, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. And I hope Katie is able to do foot fetish Friday tomorrow.
It sounds like Larry is asking you to participate in Foot Fetish Friday tomorrow. I thought it was going to be at Normandy with about 200 guys standing around the table.
No, that's out.
But that is not in play.
Yep. What's the lineup for tomorrow morning? What's the competition like?
You know who actually is bringing somebody in, I believe, is your co-host on We Are Live, the Wolf of Wash Ave.
I bet. I actually know who he's probably bringing.
She looks like she's fine.
Was she blonde or brunette?
Brunette.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, she's...
And Janie the lesbian just texted me. Duck.
She's coming in too.
Well, I did get a pedicure last night. So
we could do a foot fetish Thursday if Jennings. I bet Jennings would drive down here right now. Actually.
The thing is I don't know what kind of feet that Jennings like, but for my height,
doesn't matter.
I have freakishly small feet for my. I'm actually pretty insecure about it. I wear these like some big women tennis are shoes insecure to hide
it. They look kind of tiny.
Yeah. Some women are insecure. I've been with it was like back to back as a matter of fact with women who wouldn't take their socks off in the whole deal, and I'm going, wow, okay, that's fine, but it was kind of a turnoff because it indicated insecurity.
Well, I mean. It's just I have such dainty feet and such a, robust personality. I feel like it doesn't match. It's kind of like your voice and your height.
Oh, you mother. Larry, do you have a problem with Katie's feet?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Do you have a problem with anything about Katie?
No.
Just the fact that I'm not on We Are Live as much as I used to be.
Are you not on We Are Live as much as you used to be?
I've been on there in like 2 weeks.
Why are you cutting back?
I just had a lot of family stuff going on.
Tell us about it. Let's get into family business.
My sister got engaged this past weekend.
Well, how does that affect your ability to come in and do a radio show?
You know, I'm pretty depressed about it because
now
all the limelight is on me. No, I think he's a good guy. I mean, but he lives in Boston. So when they got engaged, now they have these jerseys, these Red Sox jerseys with their marriage date on the back of it. And it's just weird.
Don't you have a problem with that?
Yeah, well, I don't care for that.
Like, they booked
the
wedding venue and everything before they were even engaged, like 6 months ago. I thought it was just kind of
bizarre. College church or old cathedral?
I don't know. I don't even know what it's called. I don't want to say.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you know, but you don't want to say.
Yeah, that's exactly what I just said. Thanks for picking up on that.
Left and right here.
So she got engaged, and I put down my childhood dog. That was pretty depressing.
Now, that one is legitimately... I'll be sympathetic on that one. I don't get why the engagement affects you coming in to do the show. I can imagine it being traumatic. How long had this dog been in your life, Katie?
Almost 14 years.
Wow.
I mean, he had lived with me. We got him when we originally lived in Chesterfield, like 13 and a half, 14 years ago. He moved with me to Kansas, moved with me to Oregon. And for, growing up, it was tough to just be on your own all the time. So he was my buddy. He was my
What kind of dog was it?
Like a German Shepherd, Collie, Wolf. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
Wolf.
Yeah,
Wolf of Wash Ave. Wolf of Wash Ave is, I believe, bringing in some brunette. And she's pretty fine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
You know who she is?
Yeah, I think I know.
Wolf does well, doesn't he?
I think her name's Rebecca, if that's who I'm thinking of.
I don't know what the name is. He just sent me a picture, and I said, sure, I don't give a damn. Whatever. Doug, here, take a look. This is the Wolf of Wash Ave. She's a big Blues fan, and I guess she wants tickets to the game.
Pretty girl.
Now, with the Predators winning last night, Game 3 is an 8:43 start.
I hate that.
Yeah, we don't want them to win.
No.
We want those early games, right?
Yeah, now it's too late, though. It's all over. Larry, anything else for Katie? This has been pretty good.
Well, I'll talk to you later, Katie, via Snapchat.
Mm. Sounds good, Larry.
Lining up a little something.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry. Good. That's great.
All right. Thank you, Nick C.
I guess if we talk wrestling or if there's just a bunch of men in the studio, he's much more loquacious. Got a little intimidated, I guess, there.
Yeah.
Is he usually more talkative with you?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and usually on We Are Live, he's talking about things left and right. So I don't know what was going on there.
Are you guys going to go on another date to Social House?
No, but we've been talking about going to Fast Eddie's.
Fast Eddie's. Doug, you ever done the Fast Eddie's Saturday, Sunday day drinking pony show deal?
I have not. I've never really been there. I've driven by it, but I've never been in there.
I've never been in there. Rich Gould said that a shrimp as big as your thumb. It's the candy of the sea, he'd say.
It's such a long drive from my house. I'm afraid to go up there and have three or four beers and get home.
What does an Uber from St. Louis, Frontenac, cost to get to Alton?
I wouldn't have no idea. I don't think I could afford such things.
Yeah, times are tight in Frontenac. Tell this lesbian to take her shirt off. That's from Mario in Chicago. Why are people thinking Katie's a lesbian?
This is one of the Pandolfo brothers.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, when you're in the mob, you don't ask.
I think I kind of have a more bro personality than
What's
a lesbian.
What's a bro personality? It sounds like it might be really racial, and I'm going to have to run from your statement.
No, just like frat. I can't say the rest of that. Doug, I'm going to curse. Let me have a couple seconds. Have you cursed on your live? Yeah, I get in trouble for it a lot, though. They find me.
In 14 years of radio, I've never cursed, and I have no idea how. Well, I have no idea how I don't.
The weird thing is there's certain words you could say, and then certain words you can't say. And I say them all. So I haven't learned any lessons yet.
But somehow there's a filter when the mic goes on. At least there's, for me, there is. Because we'll go to commercial break, and I will likely drop 30 F-bombs.
Well, you went to school for this. You do this. This
is your thing. Yeah, but they didn't have a class at Missouri for here's how you don't curse.
No, they just kind of assume that you'll behave yourself.
That should be.
That's Doug taking a shot at you is what he's doing. We're firing back on the bald comment.
Well, I'm taking you guys 30 minutes, finally. Yeah.
Well, what have you said on the air? You've dropped F-bombs and things?
I've said multiple things.
On the air?
Yes.
Did they catch it?
Yeah.
Giamatti.
Actually, I had a friend call in, too, and we said, hey, because we put her on speakerphone, hey, you're on the radio. And she goes, oh, S, and then she was cut off.
Yeah,
she was done.
That's it.
They're like, everyone here's Katie's friends, and they talk exactly like they're filthy.
They curse like sailors, don't they?
Take your pants off, lesbian. That comes from Milt Thompson. He was with the Cardinals in the early 1990s, the Phillies. In the
not a bad outfield.
Well, the curtains are closed. I probably could get away with that today, couldn't I?
I don't know what that means. Oh, you're taking your pants off. So that's in play. Doug, marry me. That's from the 314. So everybody wants to sleep with everybody who's listening to your show. Yeah, Mike.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Hello,
Mike.
Hey, you know that social house? I know that guy owned the place.
You know the owner of the social house?
Yeah, Nick.
Okay, that's nice. You've been down there yourself?
Yeah, I've been there before, too. He hooked me up some girls down there.
He hooked you up, did he?
And he gave me free food stuff, all that.
Wow. That's quite a treat.
Yeah, I know him. I know that guy named Nick. He owned that place.
Yes. Yes, he sure does. How long ago was that, Mike?
I've been there before, last year. And Nick hooked me up some girls down there.
Very nice.
And when you say he hooked you up, you mean he had waitresses come and
cool
give you
guy.
Lunch.
Nick is a pretty cool guy, Doug.
Yeah, he is.
And he used to work that radio station where you got at.
You used to be on that show sometime, didn't you?
Yeah, and he got hooked me up some girl over there, too.
Well, when you say hooked me up, you mean they came and they brought you the lunch at the restaurant, right?
No, Nick's a very cool guy. I'm going to go on his dad's social house.
Okay. Sounds like you had a good time when you went the first time.
Yeah, I'm going to go on today.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I'm going to get ready to call FM later on.
Oh, he's taunting us with the FM.
They put me on FM.
They do. So the voice sounds a little better, right?
You know, I'm a nighttime radio station at your radio station.
Yeah, we are live. Katie, who is here, is one of the occasional co-hosts of the program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at nighttime radio station, too.
Wow.
You call in at night. You call in the morning and at night. You're working the phones pretty much all day.
Called in just a big time, you guys, huh?
He did. He's
well,
I'll
get that call FM later on. FM.
We don't have a non-compete with Mike like we do on the fan page.
No.
Katie, do you know Mike?
We've talked a few times. Never met personally.
Mike, do you know Katie?
No.
Do you have any questions for her?
She don't got milk.
Hey, easy. Easy now, Mike.
I'm drinking. Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
I'm drinking Starbucks coffee.
You're drinking Starbucks. Is it sexy Starbucks coffee?
Yeah.
I thought it would be.
Make my ass sexy. It does.
Yeah.
Your wife kissed my ass.
Put him down.
It's unfortunate. It was an unfortunate statement.
Mike Lee has been suspended.
We could have never seen coming for the last 5 minutes.
A period of 2 days' time. His name
statement.
Just now went on the Ragazzi suspension log. You know they're pouring Ragazzi's Nitro Golden Ale now, infused with nitrogen. If you'd like some nitrogen in your system, check out the Nitro Golden Ale at Ragazzi's.
Well, I know this. The Ryan Kelly Morning After has a number of great sponsors on the program. One of them is Dodge Moving. They moved us into this fine, fine facility on March 10th, Doug. And I think I might do something. I might test it out, see if the Evolve Personal Fitness thing is paying off. I might run from one end of my office through the wall, and I believe I'll go through the wall very easily into Melissa's office. That's what I think will happen. That's what I think. Seamonster, do you think that could happen? You have an office back there. We believe the walls are made of paper mache.
I think with just the modicum of momentum, that would be...
I like that.
Yes.
That was a big moment for Afton High School right there.
Modicum.
Yep.
You might hit a stud in the wall, though. You know, what are they, 16 inches apart?
16-inch studs.
Could be, you know, 12.
Katie, how's that sound to you?
See you hit one of those.
What was that? I was ignoring you.
It's just a modicum of effort. Tim could run right through the wall as though the walls are made of paper.
I think you look like you're in better shape than I thought you'd be.
What did you think I was going to be for my age? God, boy, you're just loaded for bear here. You like coming with written material?
No.
Dodge Moving, one of St. Louis's top office moving companies. Over 75 years of experience. They make office moving convenient and efficient so you can focus on more important tasks you may have. Doug, it's local, it's national, it's international. Yeah. Dodge Moving is the official mover of the City Arch River Project. Trust your valuable business assets to an office moving company who has experience making moves for companies just like yours. Request a quote at dodgemoving.com. It's the company that we used to move in here. It is the company that we will use to move out of here. Ah, yes,
here.
That's exactly right. 314-880-0808. 314-880-0808. The appliance discounter phone lines. And you can text in as well. Katie K., filling in for Charlie Marlowe. Now, when I texted you yesterday, and because I had told you I wanted you to come in, and I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. I didn't even tell anybody that this was happening.
I didn't tell anybody either.
Wow,
I'm ashamed.
That's good. Now I know you can respect the omerta. Mm-hmm. That's an important thing. Mm-hmm. So I didn't post anything. And what were you thinking? Were you like, oh God, I don't want to do this? Or you're like, good, I want to do this. What were you thinking? I need to know what the thought process was.
I knew it was a long time coming.
Wow. How about that?
Well, I knew it was a long time coming.
I needed my call up to the, right. The big leagues.
Originally, I think I was really nervous about it. And yesterday, it kind of caught me off guard because I thought you were mad at me for some reason, probably because I'm always just passively aggressive towards you, aren't I? When I send you texts?
Yeah, sometimes it seems like you could be a little
rude.
High maintenance.
Yeah, I am high maintenance. So it caught me off guard. But yeah, I mean, I was excited about it. For this, I mean, it's not a true career path for me at this point in time, so I can't take it all too seriously.
Yeah, but you got to start somewhere, sister.
Yeah, I guess that's what's going on.
But you guys have a great thing going on. We Are Live.
Right.
Those guys are great.
They're a lot of fun. They are a lot of fun.
7 to 10, Doug. Tuesdays through Fridays, and then they have the Express Show on Monday.
Well, sure they do.
Okay. And Katie will occasionally join them, assuming that family members aren't getting engaged that week. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the policy.
Dogs aren't dying. People aren't getting the ring put on their finger.
That's right.
I'm in there.
And so I've heard her on the show, and I knew that she was accused of flashing Larry on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And so she called into this presentation, and you guys really sound good. But you thought that Chris and Travis might be upset if I had you come in and fill in on this show.
I was just playing the game. Come on.
I don't know if you're really playing the game. I don't know on that.
Well, I was concerned about it is, you know, me
so
hanging
you
out.
Playing the game.
Well, me hanging out with them was kind of an opportunity for me to try something new.
But they fill in for Frank all the time.
I know, but here's the thing is I don't do this. I don't know how it works. At the end of the day, it's a business. I feel like I didn't want to burn any bridges. So I was just trying to be cognizant of that fact.
Whoa, cognizant.
Yeah,
that's another sea monster. That's like the motor.
Start writing these words down that we really
and be
steer
kind
away
and just
from.
Make sure that was all right. Because in my sense, those are kind of my big protective brothers for 920. So... What's that?
All right, I understand. But they were happy for you.
Yeah, yeah, of course. They want to get rid of me.
Oh, no.
I've kind of driven their presentation in the ground. They're so appropriate in there, and then I come in, and I just kind of stir
the
pot.
Yeah, you like to talk about ass play a lot. That's like your thing.
Yeah.
Sandy Crook brought that up, all right?
You know
he
Sandy
really
Crook?
I
don't
instigated
know the, man.
The whole thing. And it was really me just talking about how I'd never done it before.
Right. Yeah. And that's something that you and Doug don't have in common.
Yeah. Of course. Doug does have
that?
A popular rear end, don't you?
Ah! Put that off as well. There's a lot of drops coming from this hour. Plow Penguin really likes it. Had you ever met the Plow Hawk?
No.
Had you ever met the Sea Monster?
No.
So you hadn't met any of us until today?
I never met any of these people.
Right. And these people, by that you mean the whites.
Yes.
So you come in here, And are you thinking when you wake up this morning, oh, God, what did I get myself into? Or were you excited about it? I need to know. I want to know the psychology of this whole thing.
I think I just kind of accepted it yesterday. I was pretty nervous.
Accepted it.
Yeah, I accepted it. The whole way here today, I was just in my car cursing, trying to get everything out. And that was my biggest concern, was I was excited, but I was nervous.
So you just screamed curse words in your vehicle by yourself.
I did, while playing.
Like a drive-by that.
Yeah, I did. And so I think everybody at Starbucks, I actually started in Starbucks, thinks I have Tourette's now, which is fine because I'm moving out of Frontenac soon anyway.
Ball so hard. Where, Huntley?
Central West End.
CWE. You going on your own?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm living with a dude.
Dog.
Not a boyfriend.
Well, who is this?
Is he one of the gays?
He's one of these silver foxes that you met at the Starbucks.
He's a PhD student. He's a cool guy. He's a marathon runner from Kenya.
From Kenya?
He's not white.
Well, you know.
Probably at your girl, Manchild 79.
Deductive reasoning. Yeah, Manchild 79 really likes you.
Holla at your boy.
Guys, Katie K should fight Timberfake. Thanks. That's from Juan from the PP Corp. Now, you're a tall drink of water.
Yeah.
What are you, barefoot, what are you?
I'd say like 5'10",
maybe. 5'10". And a tower's over me.
I usually wear cowgirl boots. So that usually gets me up pretty high. I mean, 5'11", 6 foot usually.
Oh, with boots, it's got to
have. I know. I wore tennis shoes today for you. I didn't want to intimidate you too much. So.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Seamaster, what are you doing? Seamaster, you getting a picture?
I think at 5'11", you'd be a snootful for Timberfake.
Yeah, I think you might ship him.
How big is he?
He's about my size, except like probably $1.50.
Now,
he's a waif-like gentleman.
How did he get into the show? I mean, Doug, he's 2 years,
no
2 years
idea.
Ago or a year ago, he got in some big fight.
It was 4 years ago yesterday that he upset producer Joe.
4 years ago. Okay.
4 years ago yesterday. Mm-hmm. You guys covered that on Sports Sunday?
We didn't cover it.
The whole thing must have been Channel 2.
I tried to cover up the whole fact that I was even there.
Seamaster, what are you doing? Seamaster's running around taking pictures.
Was that a Snapchat?
Seamaster never leaves his little table over there.
I am not on Snapchat, but Jennings was requesting some photos.
Gosh dang it. You gotta be kidding me.
Jennings. The foot photo that he wanted, though.
Well, I figured we'd save that for later in the show.
Let's get it out. Can I just take off my shoes right now? We'll send him a picture of the toes.
Yeah, here come the, what's the
I'm not letting him touch it.
You will not let him touch your feet.
I was planning on seeing him on Saturday, though.
And where are you guys going?
Bellagio.
The Bellagio. Have you ever been to the Bellagio?
No, I haven't.
He was upset. What was it? Was it yesterday or the day before? I went there with a girlfriend. Was that a good picture?
Yes, Seamaster. You got down on the floor, man.
I don't know if I approve that one.
Yeah, you got to approve pictures here.
Oh, that doesn't even look good, man. You got to take it from like right here. Just so
there's certain angles.
No, I guess. Like this on
well,
this
look
side.
At the Seamaster looks like he's being cut.
Like you're on, like you're on my knee.
This is not usually. Oh boy, if Barrett could hear you now, Seamaster.
Yeah, them toes. Those little piggies look great.
So you don't like your feet?
I like my feet. I think they're great. I think I look like I'm 14 years old with them, but. Whatever.
So for being 5'10", you think you should have bigger feet. That's the point.
Yeah.
Okay.
My sister's got like size 12 feet, so I want to say that she took all the foot genetics away. And I just got these.
How tall is your sister?
She's shorter than me.
Size 12?
That's big, yo.
She tries to like cram them into like 10s. So her feet are all jacked up.
What would you rather have, big feet or small feet if you're a woman? I don't know what the move is.
On an athletic level, it's hard for me to balance on such little. I'm like running on stilts. You know,
like
I got these long stems. Yeah, that's really what's going on. Long stems, little feet, I fall all the time.
You don't.
Yeah, I do.
You don't
run
fall.
Into stuff. Yeah,
you
I
haven't
do.
Haven't learned to stand up yet?
No. And I'm also left-handed, so that puts me at even more of a disadvantage.
Huh? Yeah. Now, why would that hurt?
Well, I can't find any good guitars. Like, there's only like two in the area that I can buy that are for lefties. I can't use scissors. Pretty much. I grew up without being able to use scissors.
Sounds like a tripping reference.
And then going back to my childhood, I'd always come home and my mom not knowing that I was lefty, she'd be like, "You're so dirty. Why do you have markers and pencil all over your arm?" And she would like scrub it off like with a Brillo pad until my skin was raw, you know, just so upset.
Oh,
yeah, I was abused
bitch.
As a child.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Do
now.
Your parents listen to when you're on the radio?
No, they have no idea.
They have no idea about it. But didn't your dad join the fan page?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's out of
Doug?
Town. He's out of town today. So.
Well, that's disappointing.
Well, he's probably live streaming.
Well,
he
should know better.
South Dakota.
If he lives in Frontenac, he should
South
know
Dakota
better.
Visiting Henshin, I believe. Oh. Janie the Lesbian really likes you. I mean, there's no question about it. I'm getting a lot of texts here. Do you know Janie the Lesbian?
No. I haven't even found her on Facebook or
so
anything
you've been looking for, but you can't find her.
I did.
She doesn't go by Janie the Lesbian.
I typed in Janie the Lesbian on Facebook. Popped up nothing.
Yeah. No, I'll give you her real name so you guys can... Would you go out with her?
Why not? Who cares?
Doug!
Oh, it's a date.
Doug!
Right there.
She's going to be at the Free Dotem Open, right?
She did. She said, I need you to lobby in your Kennedy voice for KK to come to the hashtag FDO. Doug, there's a lot of code words in my phone.
I know, and you knew exactly what it all meant, too, didn't you?
I'm a very, very hip 39-year-old.
Yeah. Not in as bad a shape as Kate.
Not as bad as shape. You think I was morbidly obese?
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Really
think
that's what
you photoshopped all your pictures.
I do. Janie really wants you to come to the golf tournament, which she's flying in from Minneapolis for.
Just for this?
Yes.
Be serious.
Not because it's wedding.
You sound disappointed.
Well, I'm disappointed in her for making that sort of decision. She'll drop $400 or $500 just on the flight.
But it's worth it. It's the golf tournament at Normandy.
They have golf in Minneapolis.
Yeah, but they don't have the Free Dotem Open there.
No.
Guys, would you date a guy? Or this is, I guess, for you, Katie. You're getting a lot of questions in here.
Great.
Katie, would you date a guy who used to bang Doug? Thanks. That's from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
You know what? He's been suspended, Tim. And he was suspended yesterday.
So what does that make it for him?
I'm going to go ahead and treble the charges. Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, you've been suspended. Suspended a period of 6 days' time.
Wow.
The charges have been trebled. And your name just went into the Ragazzi's handsome leather-bound suspension log. Hey, you want to try that steam table today? 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a quick lunch, cafeteria style. 13 different options, all for $8.50. That's at Ragazzi's.
Would Katie K be willing to wield a strappy? I'm asking for a friend. That comes from the St. Peter's Devil's Threesome.
Actually, that's probably the only way I'd ever do anal is if I could pull it on my first.
Hold on a second.
Okay. What does that entail? What does the bell mean?
Where this got a point.
Where this Cardinal offense is coming from, I don't know. Another 11 runs, 14 hits last night.
How about this Aledmys Diaz? He's the best number 8 hitter in the game.
Yeah, what's he doing hitting 8th? I'd move him up to 4th or 5th. Maybe he
and Adam Wainwright.
Yeah.
He might have problems with his arm, but how about his bat?
Yeah, his bat, yeah. 3-run triple last night. Yeah, man, this Cardinal offense. Who saw that coming? Most runs in the major leagues.
Manchild 79's back. 5'10", I'm 6'4", so I'm good with Amazon's B. That comes from Manchild 79.
I can wear my heels.
With Manchild 79.
Uh-huh.
So there's like a thing going
there
on
is,
now.
There is. Well, we all know that I have a crush on Tony the Plow Dow.
Doug, you've met Tony the Plow Dow. Yeah. He showed up at our Christmas party with a naked picture of Tony Danza, and you think he's a gay gentleman.
Oh, I'm quite sure he is. Yeah.
I hit on him, and he didn't reciprocate. I said
See?
Tony, you're hot. Happy Friday was what I tweeted him, and all he gave me was an emoji thumbs up, which I thought was a slap in the face. How dare you not compliment me?
Have you seen
back.
What he looks like?
Yeah, I met him in person.
Where?
The Hill Cigar Factory.
Wow.
We are live on a live show.
So the Plow showed up to that.
Yeah.
Did they have that Tony Danza picture?
No, I didn't see it.
Bring
I
that.
Didn't see
Doug,
it.
Did you keep that when he gave
I
it?
I didn't keep it. No. No, I didn't. He gave it to me 3 or 4 times.
He dresses real sharp. Real sharp-like.
But a lot of the gays do that, don't they?
I mean, I guess I'm probably into the gays, though.
Really?
Well, my apartment, let me say, where I'm moving.
So you like black gentlemen and gay gentlemen.
I'm open.
I mean, that is very front neck.
You don't discriminate on beauty, buddy. So I'm in between.
I got buddy. Did you just hear that? I got buddy.
The Grove and Central West End is where I'm going to be located in a couple weeks here. So I got to be good with the gays and the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
KKD, you a fine mother effer. Won't you back that ass up? That's from Tony the Plow Dow.
Okay.
Finally, he reciprocates. Thank you, Tony.
See, now we have a breakthrough.
Maybe you can get your second date.
Oh.
You've got one with Janie the Lesbian and now Tony the Plow Dow.
Yeah, third with Manchild, too.
Janie the Lesbian really into you. I'm telling you, there's a lot going on right
now. I need to see what she looks like.
She's a good-looking girl. She's
really?
She's super cool.
Yeah.
She's super cool. Anna Marie and I hung out with Janie the Lesbian more than anybody last year.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that you were hanging out with Lace, the Bachelor Lace.
Yeah.
How was that? What's she like?
She had a few beverages, I believe, when I saw her.
Yeah, I actually...
Do you know her? Of course you know her. You know everybody.
I've seen her on the Snapchat with a friend of mine lately.
Who's that? Tony the Plow Dow?
No.
Manchild 79.
Black gentleman.
He goes by Black Gentleman.
Black Gentleman works at Anheuser-Busch. I don't throw people under the bus here.
That's who she's dating?
I don't know.
And that's his Snapchat handle.
Well, I wanted to say something to him about how do you know this girl and what's going on. But last time
she's
we hung out.
She's with a guy named Bobby, she claimed, when she was on an interview with us last week. Doug, what a great interview that was, too.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
Well, she was partying pretty hard with this group of kids. And
what, in St. Louis this past week?
I was like, yeah, this last weekend, yeah.
Well, I saw her around 6:30.
I don't know
and
what time
And I think she had already
went.
Enjoyed her day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to ask my buddy about it, but last time I saw him, I broke his phone, so we're not on good terms.
Why'd you break his phone? You were mad and you slammed
I was drunk and I was trying to dance, which you know, doesn't drop go
the
well.
Phone. You dropped the phone.
I fell because of my little feet.
Oh,
boy, that's a real thing.
I know.
What size is your feet?
6 1/2.
Well, one's Are you serious?
Yes, they're tiny.
They're your equivalent of your pincer finger.
Yeah, look how tiny. Look, like my little crippled little, like I'm a dinosaur.
No, one of them's a size 7, though.
Oh, so your feet are like my head. It's off. It's just not little, symmetrical.
No.
When you buy shoes, you have to buy 2 pairs, one that's a 7 and one that's a 6 1/2?
Yeah, and I try that every time, and people think they're helping me out. They're like, oh, we caught it. And I'm always just sitting there like, screw you.
Like it's polio.
You know?
Oh, you just try to take one from the long one instead of buying 2 pairs.
But
you
the
try
real
to
nice,
them.
The real nice places, they catch it. They look and they always think they're doing you a damn favor.
Oh, so
but
you can
not.
See it? Like if you were to hold up your feet, we'd be able to tell that one is.
Oh, you could tell the difference. Like the toes actually look smaller on one. That's why I've been kind of concerned. I was like, oh, you know,
you
it's kind of quirky.
So
Jennings
that's why you don't
want to
do that foot fetish thing because because it's different.
No,
you think
I feel like he'd really fall in love with them for my quirks. They're cute little tissies.
He's going to be. He really gets into it. Now, he says it's mild.
I don't know. It seems like the fetish is so darn mild. It's more of an admiration, and it's hardly even worth bringing up.
But he has, and I think the peak of his pleasure in the studio with us, Katie, was when I believe it was 5 women kicked him in the face at once.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Was it hard, or was it kind of just...
He got a pretty good shot to the jowls.
So he likes dominant feet.
That does seem to be the thing.
I thought it was kind of just a radio thing,
nope.
You know, like part of his personality. And then I got some, he's asked me some weird stuff, just some just real bizarre stuff over Facebook Messenger. I'm finally just to the
give
point.
Give us an example of
like
5 or 20.
The date of Pearl Harbor, that's usually what he asks the girl.
He just asked me, like, if I'm the dominant one you know, what I'm into and if I have a boyfriend and just and that's the tame stuff. I'm not even going to throw the guy under the bus. But I seriously thought the whole foot fetish thing was just an act. And then last Saturday, I posted a picture of my sister and I after her graduation party, and he saw my shoes, and he started talking about my shoes.
Again, this is mild. It's the point where you don't even need to...
And he couldn't even see the toes. I bet that was killing him. Yeah. They were hidden by some grass.
they were hidden by grass?
Yeah, I was in the backyard.
So you had open-toed shoes on, but the grass needs to be cut
badly. No, I think that somebody came and mowed the grass.
Yeah, somebody came and did it in Frontenac. Nobody's mowing their own yard. We know that.
Oh, come on. My parents have a riding mower.
They're the salt of the earth there.
I don't know how they let the riffraff in.
Doug, our listeners are texting. Everything is you'll be thrilled to see the text inbox. There isn't one thing about you. It's
very
all
nice.
About Katie.
That's good.
I didn't see this coming.
That's a wonderful thing.
You saw this coming?
I did not see this because we discussed
should've.
It.
It's like walking a girl through the hallway of a prison. All the guys they run right up to the bars, and they're struggling desperately to get out and get in a word edgewise. This is what's happening here today.
I'm so happy I don't have to see that text line.
They're all complimentary for the most part, and also Janie the Lesbian just texted me again and says she just requested you on FaceBet. So
all right. I'll log in for her. I've actually turned off all my notifications since being on here.
What, like just for the last 50 minutes or since being on the radio in general?
Well, in general. Oh, wow. There she is.
Uh-oh, Doug, listen.
Well,
there's like a
herself.
Thing going on. What do you think?
Oh, she's a cutie.
Doug! Mm-hmm. Doug!
Something happening here, Tim.
What's doing?
She stays in shape, too. Oh, she fishes?
You like that?
Oh, yeah, I'm
you
all
like
into
that. You like
a
lesbian who goes out for a catch of a day.
Well, I've done a little fishing and hunting myself, so I enjoy that. Hiking? Maybe she'd go on a hike with me.
She does.
She goes hiking, too?
Yes, she does. She absolutely
does. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you guys are made for each other. Yeah.
She does.
She even ziplines. The girl does everything. Look at her Facebook. I feel like I really know her.
Yeah, she's and apparently really there's like a thing about hands in the lesbian community. I didn't know about this.
Hands.
Yeah.
Oh, she have a girlfriend? What is this?
Yeah, I believe she did. She had a serious girlfriend here.
Yeah,
in
I don't know where
Louis,
that
but,
stands.
But left her.
You probably
moved.
Need to call in so we make sure that we're all on the same.
Well, we're officially friends, along with all the other weird radio people who've added.
Now, what is that supposed to mean? I condemn that statement. Yeah. How many of the people you're friends with on Facebook are from the radio station?
Have you seen any of my posts lately? Or just overwhelmed? Like with, I honestly think I'm looking at the morning after page. Anytime I look at my Facebook, and I stop posting on Facebook.
It gets naughty.
No, it doesn't even get naughty. Like I haven't had really any weird, really. All too creepy experiences with the listeners, but eventually, especially with, like We Are Live, you get to know people so well that you honestly feel like they're friends in a strange, I don't know, really
our listeners
strange
are friends.
Way.
I consider them family.
I don't really.
They put food on our tables.
Well, I don't really consider them
so
friends.
There's a lot of support there in the 920 community, so I've accepted at least probably 40-45 radio people, but they're the only people who post on my stuff anymore, and it's kind of concerning because I know my dad reads it.
Well, he's on the fan page.
I don't know if he actually gets on there, though.
Mm. But why did he get on there in the first place?
He was curious. He was curious about it because he had a couple people add him on Facebook. He's like, what's going on? He didn't understand it, and he thought nobody listened to the radio anymore. Which they don't.
No, they don't really. They podcast like the
they do. They PLTD. Yeah. Doug Bud Light, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We are grateful for the support of Bud Light. They have a new campaign going on. It's the manifesto for the Bud Light Party. America. Mm. They say we're a nation divided. They say we disagree on everything. But they're wrong. We agree on a lot, like liberty, justice, three-day weekends, funny T-shirts, sliding on hardwood floors, and socks. Socks the cat. Cat videos and beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. That's why we formed the Bud Light Party. We are the fake political party America needs right now. A party proudly stuck in the present, where all men and women should be treated fairly, paid equally, and live happily. A party for everyone, because no matter where we all stand on the issues, we all sit on bar stools. America has seen the light, and there's a Bud in front of it. Bud Light, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Send your emails in, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. We're giving away a pair of tickets to St. Louis FC, their game this Saturday. You can text in anytime you would like, and you are welcome to call in 314-880-0808, 314-880-0808, the appliances kind of phone lines, as we are in the Acorns Golf Links 7 o'clock hour. What a perfect day for golf today. I thought it was supposed to be like rainy, but this is like perfect. It's like perfect.
Oh, yeah, this is ideal. This is ideal.
So you're going to go out there and...
Well, if I had to go anyway, if I had time, of course, if I weren't so pressed for time, I'd be at the Acorns Golf Links. Yeah. It's only like 20 minutes from the JB Bridge.
Katie, do you play golf?
Fabulous course.
I've never played golf.
No.
Ever.
That's going to affect you in the lesbian community.
With such tiny little feet, you probably couldn't go through the golf swing without falling down.
It's only funny when I say it.
All right, sorry.
Back off. No, but I
just don't like the visual of you falling down because you're walking on pincers.
I do look really, really graceful, don't I? And then I walk, and then you're just going to be like, wow. That's probably why people think I'm a lesbian. What?
People think you're a lesbian.
I have a lesbian walk. I definitely have a lesbian
walk. Do you really?
Yeah.
See, that's I said that to Janie the lesbian because she was engaged to a dude for like 8 years.
Let me pull a Tim. It's a real thing.
It's
I think
real
it's a
thing.
Real thing.
So Anna Marie and I went to a Cardinal game with Janie the lesbian and her girlfriend at the time, and we were walking behind her, and I go, wow, it's a real thing. Look at this walk. Mm-hmm. That's a lesbian walk, bro. That's a lesbian walk, Jack.
Not like a Meg Ryan walk, you know?
Is that like
a nice play?
A guy's walk? Is that what it is?
It's not even a guy's walk, though. I don't know how you would describe
it.
The hips kind of twerk a little bit, but it's like a very confident, I don't care, stop looking at me kind of walk.
Yeah, I have to.
Janie the lesbian's confident she can turn anybody, just FYI. FYI. Something about these hands. I don't know what the deal with the hands
are.
Tim. But I guess if you think about it and you think about what's in play, then you go, okay, makes sense. But I didn't know that was a thing because the movies I watch, it seems like everybody just likes to trip.
Yeah.
And then I usually don't stick around for the rest.
I've had quite a few lesbians try and turn me in my past, especially
college. But you've never given in. You've been with a woman. There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, I played rugby for a little bit in college.
That didn't answer the question, but it seems like it was a way of answering the question.
Well, that was me saying that.
Rugby is lousy with lesbians.
I think I was the only somewhat straight woman on that team.
I noticed you said somewhat straight woman. That was
eventually you start getting confused because the women are so butch and muscular on that team that you kind of think that they're dudes, especially when they wear like wife beaters and say really bro-ish stuff that I had to leave the team because I thought I was going to get what we call sniped. Sniped means...
Notice sniped means.
Sniped means that a lesbian has gunned you down. Mm-hmm. And pulled you onto their team.
I think that's a great thing. I think it'd be great if you got sniped. And I think you've been sniped, ma'am. That's what I think. I'm very confident.
Well, you couldn't get pulled on the team unless you wanted to.
Doug, well done.
Ice baths. Good times.
Ice baths?
If you could go into more detail.
Nipples get real perky.
Yeah, four hits for Piscotty. He's up to 305.
So I think this is the show today is how uncomfortable can we make Doug, Tim? Mm.
That's been the show for about 12 years.
That's kind of the theme of it all.
Iggy texting in. Do you know Iggy?
Iggy Strode?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I added him on Facebook.
But do you know
him? No, I haven't met any of these people.
Well,
come on.
He just said he's a KDK lemming.
Oh.
Well, you got your own lemmings now. People want me to periscope this entire show.
Mm-hmm. Iggy hangs out at Hedonism quite often.
What's his history with the show here?
He produced this show for a period of maybe a year or two in like 2012 and 13, I think would be accurate.
Seems about right.
He was in the producer Joe Ericady, which was 2004 through 2013.
Prod Joe.
Do you know Prod Joe?
No, but I've heard about it.
He was the one who fought Timberfake, and in a horrifying upset, he lost.
Okay, that was posted on the fan page, what, yesterday or a day ago?
Doug, was that on the fan page yesterday?
I don't know where it was.
You missed it.
Prod Joe now parks cars for La Cosa Nostra.
Now, how long has Sea Monster been here?
Sea Monster has been here for 2 years.
Wow, leaving a legacy.
He is.
He has his own nickname. I mean,
which he gave himself.
Really?
He hates that. He wants it to be clear. A gentleman from San Francisco
gave
him the name.
He moved away again.
Speak. Well, when I met him, he would sign the emails because he was producing for me in Edmonds.
Okay.
And he would sign.
Oh, he's so hot. Man, God.
The Sea Monster or Edmonds?
Both. He's blushing.
But he would sign the emails on the guests, and he'd be booking like Greg Maddux and Tom Glavin, and he'd sign the emails, the Sea Monster. I go, how about this guy with his calling himself something like, fine, if he wants to be called the Sea Monster, I will call him the Sea Monster. I think I called him John like twice in the last 2 years.
Yeah, you forget that that's even his name.
You got a cool name. You got a cool name. I just want you to know. At least it's just not your first and middle name.
Sea Monster doesn't talk.
Mythical animal.
He's like, the reason why he's a great producer and why Hoffman's a great producer.
Because he doesn't talk?
Well, no, not because they don't want to talk. Because they don't aspire to be on air, and they're not using producing as a stepping stone.
Yeah, he mentioned that when we were back there. I told him he's famous, and I was just starstruck to meet him. Yep. He said, I don't want to be famous.
Yeah. God bless him. The Sea Monster, he's a man of character, man. Mm-hmm. Guys, if I had a Facebook, I'd totally add Katie's dad as well. Thanks, Ray King.
He's going to know. He's going to find out about today.
Well,
I was hoping
fan page.
I could slip it under the rug. Are you just going to go ahead and tag him in something?
It's hard to slip things under the rug here.
Yeah, this Katie, you got an hour in the books on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Sum it up.
Good times.
We decide.
Good times. I haven't cursed yet.
Yeah, there you go.
We haven't talked about makeup or tampons.
Yeah.
I got that at 8:15.
Another home run for Diaz.
Time for us to break. The 8 o'clock hour is in the books. Katie Kay filling in for the Cat, who is in Phoenix. The Cat will join us from Phoenix after the Cardinals get the win last night. And we'll be joined by Brad May of Sportsnet on the Blues. And the Stars and the playoffs are all set for the second round now with the Ducks losing to the Predators. Tim McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, Katie Kay in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.